So much then for the four great domains. I haven't named the fourth really, namely Europe. Here we have brought now into Europe the Levantine tradition. In Europe we have faith in the human being. Consider, for instance, the main position of the Levant. When we have two terms, God and man, there comes the final question as to your ultimate loyalty. Is it going to be to God or is it going to be to man? Is it going to be to the mystery of God or to the ideas and ideals of man? Now for the Oriental, this conflict, look at us. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we are with Prometheus. And Sunday for a couple of minutes with Job. And the next Monday on the psychiatrist's couch, wondering what's the matter. These are two absolutely irreconcilable, absolutely contrary points of view that we pretend to have brought together, and we haven't resolved this. The European races, with their individualism and humanism, Greek, Roman, Celt, and German, had this system brought in upon them. And if you study the history of Christianity in Europe, its outstanding characteristic is heresy. Battles against heresy, fight against heresy, this way and that, and finally heresy won. With Protestantism, the individual conscience was to be the judge, not a social authority that tells you what you are to believe. Now, it's my view that in this present world, at this present minute, we are facing the hour of decision. Man against the authority of a group that claims divine authority. And we have plenty of those groups, and they're all getting together, cozy, here and there. It just seems to me this decision has to be recognized and confronted. So much then for the four points of view. Of course, in the Orient, this conflict between God and man would be regarded as ridiculous, since they are both, they represent simply two aspects, two ways, two modes of manifestation of that one which is the one in all of us. It's cosmic manifestation and it's human manifestation, with the cosmic values and the human values in apparent conflict but ultimate accord, somehow, somewhere, beyond the pairs of opposites. So much then for this phase of my review. First, the four functions of mythology, and then the four domains in which the inflections, local inflections of the mystery of being have been rendered.